Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Secret. My name's Rosemary. My day has been completely ruined. A charge for $67.32 came through my account, and I just found out that there was another charge for $5-something for the same situation. I don't even know what this person bought, but they bought it. Not only did they buy it with my card, but they bought it while I was at work. Because she said it was on the 17th. I was working. I work 12-hour shifts, so there's no way in hell I'm over here shopping. I'm a hospice nurse. But I'm mad because that was literally the last of the money in my account so I could get to my family to see them this Thanksgiving. I have no gas now. I am beyond angry. I apologize. I'm trying not to take it out on you because you didn't do it to me. Someone else did. And I've already had to lock down my account because of it, and they're just waiting for this fraudulent charge to go through, but apparently there's two charges. Someone had a kitchen something. I don't even know what they bought. But you're more than welcome to come to my house and see that I don't got it. with my card information, I guess.
Okay, and just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over to me. Could you verify the name and address?
Rosemary Jones. My address is 1919. I just moved here. Joe Ramsey Boulevard North, apartment E4. I just moved here. Greenville, Texas. 75401, I think.
Thank you. And I see that on November 17th, you entered the sweepstakes for the KitchenAid, pots and pans.
That wasn't
you paid
me.
$574.
Pots and pans? No, ma'am. I definitely do not need pots and pans.
Okay, so do you recall doing any surveys?
I literally try to get the surveys blocked from my email because I get them spammed to me all the time.
And so could you verify your email address?
The email is Rosemary, R-O-S-E-M-A-R-Y, Jewel, J-E-W-E-L, Joan, J-O-N-E, @gmail.com. There's no capitals, nothing but my name minus the S.
And is Rosemary dot Jewel?
Oh, it's
dot
Rosemary.
Jones?
No dot. And there's no Jones. There's no S on Jones. It's Rosemary Jewel, J-E-W-E-L, Joan, J-O-N-E, @gmail.com. No dot, nothing. No capitals, nothing.
Okay, so
that's
the
it.
Phone number you called in on, your name and your shipping address all matches. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just wanted to make sure that you didn't do any surveys for a KitchenAid paying $574.
No.
Before we get this over to your police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, and if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else in the house could have did this, then we can proceed with that fraud investigation.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, so I will be issuing you the credits pending the investigation. And if it comes back as a true case of fraud, then you should see them within 3 to 5 business days. And just bear with me one moment and I'll provide you with the cancellation number.
Thank you. What the fuck? You know what? This shit's so annoying. I don't understand. So, what, were they planning on showing up at my house? What did they buy? What did they buy? I need to know what the hell they bought. I hope it's something they can cuddle with on Thanksgiving, because so help me God if I find them.
Okay, so that cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Give me 1 second. Hold on. No, I'm putting it in my phone. You said C as in Charlie?
Correct. 2627.
I'm sorry, was it a capital or a lowercase?
It doesn't matter, ma'am.
Okay. C as in Charlie.
2627.
2627.
63.
431. 431.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
That will be it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Because I will find out if they found anyone. Or who they, if they, I hope they find them. I want to know who did it.
Okay, now some.
My Thanksgiving.
Somebody will be reaching out to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. I hope you have a wonderful holiday.
You too.
Bye.